Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On a Wednesday night. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We got Connor Green on the other side. We're taking your calls at 888-808-1019 for the next five, you count them, 5 hours. Two nights in a row, two despicable Met fan days. I mean, this is as tough as it gets. I feel for you, Met fans. I know I'm the Yankee shill. I know it's going to come off condescending. I know. But the fact of the matter is I feel for you. Because for every reason imaginable, for all of the reasons, like quite literally, all of them, think of a reason, it's there. Why you should be pissed off today. Plain and simple. Should be pissed off. And we can get to the different elements of it, but when Pete Alonso, your guy, and in back-to-back days, I mean, we know it, we've been talking about it all day, but back-to-back days, the gut punch of losing Diaz and Alonso, the two key components. Like, that's the other thing, too. Like, these are the two. Forget the sentimentality and what they mean to the fan base, which is significant. And we should discuss. But these were the two centerpieces of the offseason. Now, again, we will find out what the offseason is at the end of it. And I'm open. I'm not going to scream. And the offseason hasn't hardly begun. But to lose Pete Alonso to the Baltimore Orioles, and you can't tell me that he loves the city of Baltimore and that the sun sets in Baltimore and he has to go play in Baltimore. These are the Orioles. They're in last place last year. It's not the Dodgers. But to lose him to the Baltimore Orioles for 5 years, $155 million, to not even offer him a contract following the day after losing the best closer. In back-to-back days, the Mets have lost in free agency the best closer the franchise has ever seen, followed by the best slugger the franchise has ever seen. That is one hell of a weekend. That is, I know it's in the middle of the week, that is why. That's my Lou Gower Casino flub right there. Oh, we each get one apparently today. That is one hell of a couple of days. Because I'll tell you, like, forget the nostalgia. Yeah, like I just said, the idea you have now lost Nimmo, you have now lost Alonso, you have now lost Diaz. And Nimmo is secondary. And even, I'll be totally honest with you, yesterday would have pissed me off a lot more than today did if I'm a Met fan. It is damn near impossible. Look around the landscape of baseball, and you will find out because you just brought in Devin Williams instead. Devin Williams is now your closer. You will find out. He's a fine reliever. He's a fine reliever. He has been an excellent reliever his entire career outside of the first, 90% of his Yankee 1 year. And I have no doubt that he will have a decent year at the minimum. I expect him to have a good year with the Mets. But you will find out what relievers you can trust in this game and the amount you can count on one hand. And you just traded away. You just allowed the best one to leave. Like, we went over that yesterday. That one, to me, hurts more than losing Pete Alonso when you talk about a baseball standpoint. It hurts more. Pete Alonso, you can find a way. As tough as it is to find a way to replace 40 home runs and 120 RBIs, you can find a way. To find a way to replace both of them is damn near impossible. It's damn near impossible. And, we could talk about what's next. Good luck finding another one player. If you bring in Bellinger. What? Bellinger's not as good as Pete Alonso. I like Bellinger. I'm a Yankee fan. We're all waiting with bated breath if he's going to sign with the Yankees. I just read a report literally as I was walking in the studio that it's a 2-year thing. He wants 7. Yankees are fixed on 5. That the money's unknown, but it feels like that's not the issue. The issue is he wants 2 more years. The Yankees don't want to give it to him. I'm sitting here hoping they find a balance because I want him back. And I think he fits the Mets perfectly, and it's a nice little move. He's not Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso rolls out of bed and hits 35 home runs and drives in a buck 10. That's Pete Alonso. And you let him go to the Orioles after losing the best closer in baseball. This owner, who came here and did damn near everything he could to get. His goal was not only to win a championship. He said this. His goal was not only win a championship, but his goal was to change the mentality of the Met fan. His goal was to get the Met fans not waiting for the other shoe to drop. His goal was to get the Met fans positive, to feeling good, to believing in not only the product on the field, but the people behind the scenes and the way they go about building their team and their franchise. That was his goal. And he gave you everything you could want. He came in immediately, traded for Lindor and gave him the big contract. He changed, the building. He started retiring numbers. He built the statues. He brought back the uniforms you love. He has done everything that he could possibly do to get you to change that mentality. Last year, what a difference a year makes. Because last year when he brought in, and now it's quite clear watching how the GM operates. I'm going to get to him in a second. But when the owner brings in Juan Soto and gets the entire fan base to a level of excitement and a level of arrogance and a level of belief in who they are for the first time in forever, you felt like he's done it. He's at least accomplished that. Because I could tell you as a Yankee fan, I had never seen so many Met fans in my life. You know how like when you're... when you're all of a sudden looking for a house or looking for a car, all of a sudden you see all the for sale signs. You never really noticed them, and then all of a sudden you're in the market. This one's for sale now. That's what it was like all of a sudden when Juan Soto signed with the Yankees. I'm like, oh my God, that dude's a Met fan. This guy's a Met fan. She's a Met fan. Like, all of a sudden everyone was Met fans in my life telling me how, we got Juan Soto. And now a year later, the universal cry from the fan base after 2 days is that the owner is lying to us, as Joe Beningo said, sold us a bill of goods, and that the general manager is not only an idiot, but is determined to not spend his owner's money, and he wants to run it like the Milwaukee Brewers. He wants to run a small market team, and he's not going to pay this guy, and he's not going to pay that guy, and he wanted to gut the team because it's not his team, and he wants to build his team, and blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's amazing how the narrative has changed around this Met fan. Met fandom and the Met team in just a year. And really after 2 days. Now, I mean, losing and not making the playoffs had a lot to do with it as well. But losing Edwin Diaz to the Dodgers over $3 million and as we're finding out more and more, not showing the love from the jump, not making sure it was clear to him that he was your guy and he needed to be back and not going to talk to him like, let's be honest, I'll do it. What the hell? Why not? Brian Cashman, who went to Aaron Judge, who was a rookie, by the way, who just finished his rookie season and said, hey, we're going to go trade for Giancarlo Stanton. You sure you're cool with this? That's what you do to your stars. You make sure they're aware of your thought process and why you're doing things, especially when you're going out and signing the same player that he is, the same position that he plays. They didn't make him feel loved, and they drove him to L.A. You could say that soft. You could say whatever. That's the game. And that was his job, and he failed at it. And in this, it's quite clear. It's been quite clear from last year's offseason. I railed about this the entire offseason last year. I went nuts every week. I was getting killed by Met fans because eventually I was wrong. Right? Eventually I was wrong. But last year I said over and over and over again, it is obvious David Stearns does not want Pete Alonso. I said it over and over, and I got pushback. I got, well, he wants him at his number. He wants him at his number. He wants him. Of course they want him, but they're not going to negotiate against themselves. It was quite clear they didn't want him, and it got to a point where it didn't make any sense to no longer want him. And the minute this offseason started and he didn't have the picks attached to him and he was coming off of that year, we should have all known he wasn't coming back because David Stearns don't want him. That's it. He never wanted him. They didn't make an offer. Didn't value him. Didn't want him. And I find that hard to imagine, even if it's only a sprinkle of the fandom and it's only a sprinkle of the emotion. The baseball reasons dictate to at least offer a contract to a guy who has been the best slugger in your franchise's history, who hits 40 home runs every year, who plays 162 and really shows no sign of breaking down. And I'm having a hard time understanding allowing both to happen. I could have understood Pete on his own as long as you got Diaz. I don't know how you don't recognize what this was going to mean to the fan base. And let me just say this as far as how this general manager operates, because I want to look at it specifically on the GM and the owner. The general manager, here's how I feel about him. He is not determined to build something like Milwaukee. Like, I don't know if that's his goal. I don't think that's what he wants to do. I don't think he wants to build. I don't think he wants to come to the richest owner in baseball and prove he doesn't need the richest owner in baseball's money. Like, I don't think that's the goal, but here's the problem. Here's the problem. He can't break free from the mindset of being that type of owner. And what I mean by that is, and Evan said it a bunch, and I said it a bunch yesterday and last night, and I talk about it all the time with Brian Cashman. Right now, David Stearns, it's not his goal to build a Milwaukee team or a mid-market team, but he has been that for so long. He can't shake the idea of doing things that are uncomfortable. He comes from a place where you can be the GM, and it benefits you to be the GM who holds firm to what the value is. You set a value, you see a value, you work with your team to come up with a value, and you will not deviate from that value. He is Barry Bonds in the batter's box. He will not swing outside the strike zone. The only problem with that is Barry was able to take every single pitch and hit it out of the park, and that's what he did year one, and he swung and missed at every fastball year two. And you can't operate like that. He's not Barry Bonds. And you've got to go out of your comfort zone to build a championship team when you have the money to do so. He will not break. He is dead set in what he believes. And it's the same thing with dealing with Diaz. When you're with Milwaukee, you don't have superstars. For the most part, occasionally someone might come up. You know, Churio might come up and become a superstar eventually. But for the most part, you don't have superstars. You don't have to worry about how you talk to him. You don't have to worry about when I sign a similar player, I go do things that I have to involve and make sure there's a conversation between me and my stars. I don't have to worry about that in Milwaukee. I don't have to worry about the idea. I'm not going out and overpaying for someone. I can't. So I can't. And I hold firm to my belief and my value. You can't operate like this here. it's not going to work operating like this here, because if you have the off year where things break wrong and you win 83 games in Milwaukee, it's okay. It's okay. That can't happen here. That can't happen here. And he's got to be willing to break his mentality. I don't think he's like consciously set out to build a team in the image of Milwaukee, but he's got to shake the habits that he's learned, because it's hurting the ability and it's not taking into account the advantage he has. Like, so what if you overpay a year for Pete Alonso? It's not going to hurt you. And that's where this owner needed to come in. Because I think there's a fine line, and we have a discussion about whether or not the owner should be dictating what happens. And you don't want that, right? You want the GM to build the team in his vision, and you don't want the owner to meddle. You don't want the owner to force something, right? You don't want the owner to kick down the door and say, you're signing Pete Alonso. But at the same time, the owner should be very clear. And if you are going to be the richest owner in baseball, and you are going to make promises, and you are going to scold your fan base for not showing up, and you're trying to build not only a winner, but a mentality inside the fan base, which you said was your goal, not me. You said it. If that's your goal, then you have to be able to go to Stearns and say, look, I know you don't want to give him the fourth or fifth year. I promise you, it won't hurt us. In 5 years, you will never hear me say, sorry, we can't do that because Pete's $30 million makes it impossible. I will never say that to you. That's what you have to do as the owner. Go to him and say, look, I know we don't want that fourth or fifth year, but I promise you it will never stop us from doing what you want. If it means cutting him, if it means benching him, if it means DHing him, if it means eating his money, if it means, you know, spending above and beyond because that next free agent's there and I have already committed to $30 million for Pete, doesn't matter. I promise you Pete Alonso's contract will not impact what you want to do, but we can't allow him to leave. That was the role of the richest owner in baseball. And I don't know if he tried it and David Stern said, no, I just don't want it completely. But the idea that the best slugger in baseball went to the Orioles, for 5 years and $155 million, and the Mets didn't give an offer, and they lost their closer over $3 million because they don't know how to build relationships with stars, and they don't understand you have to go above and beyond sometimes to keep your guy because his value to you is greater than it is to the other team. It has been a out-and-out failing from the general manager and ownership for the Mets these last 2 days. Now, that doesn't mean they can't go on and have a string of success the next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks before February and build a team capable of winning, because I don't think David Stearns is going to sit on his hands. I don't think this ownership group is going to do nothing. You can't when you run the Mets. This is a World Series or bust mentality and a window right now when you go get Juan Soto. No one's going to say, well, they didn't do anything. They're trying to rebuild. And, hey, they did win 84 games and just missed the playoffs. That's a good positive season. Those don't exist anymore. And today's a tough day for Mets fans because not only did you lose Pete Alonso, not only did you lose Edwin Diaz, but you lost belief in who you thought was your hero sent down from on high to lift you up out of the muck that the Wilpons put you in for years. You've lost that belief. You've lost favor in the two men who were designed to change everything, and it feels exactly the same, and now none of you believe in him. And it's as bad as anything else. You lost the player, the team's not going to be as good, and you lost faith in what you believed was the great combo of the richest owner and the smartest executive. And right now, he's cheap and he's stupid. And that's not as fun. Last year, when he was rich and he was genius, it was a hell of a lot better. Smart and rich is a lot better than poor and stupid. And right now, that's the belief of this Met franchise right now. Only a year ago, they were rich and smart. Today, they are poor and stupid. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We'll come back. We'll get to your calls. We'll get to what the hell the Yankees are doing. Bellinger, rumors that they're in on Peralta or trading for starting pitching. Something better happen because, let's be honest, we all know it. The team I've been screaming about that Pete went to, they play in the American League East. They've added a couple of bats here over the course of this offseason, and they have a potent lineup. Yankees going to have to do something. 888-808-1019. Quick break. Back with your calls after this. Obviously, a lot of news happened today about the station. It was kind of out there prior, and I'll be doing the overnight tomorrow, so I'll directly talk to my overnight family. But obviously, if you haven't heard, there's going to be some changes at the station, and I will be joining Craig as his co-host in the Craig Carton Show in the afternoon from 2 to 7. It is an exciting time for me. It is a long journey. I've been here for 17 years. My internship started in January of 2007, working every which shift you could possibly work, nights and weekends for Steve, summers for a long time, then obviously for Mike Francesa for a long time here, with Afternoon Drive on the other side. Every adoration of Afternoon after that, Craig and Evan, clearly. And it is a lifelong dream. And so I'm super excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. January 5th, the Craig Carton Show with me and Craig. Very excited. I can't tell you how excited. And I know that obviously there's going to be other changes. Tommy, as he said, he's going to be doing After Hours, right after our show. Evan and Tiki are getting bumped to midday, and it also comes with the news of Sound BT. And, you know, they did a great show. They are two excellent guys as well as radio hosts. BT has always been kind to me. Did a couple shows with him. He is a great dude, and I have known Sal for forever. I mean, Giannotti was telling the story the other day of how I got this gig, and maybe I'll tell it later today. I don't want to take too much time. I want to get to the Met calls. But I literally bumped into Brian Monzo, the former producer of Mike Francesa and still current producer on his podcast. And that led to meeting Sal and Moose the next night in a Vegas club. I took them out. That led to an internship, which started, again, in January of 07. I've known Sal for forever. He is incredibly talented and as good a guy as there is. And I have no doubt that both of them are going to be extremely successful. And unfortunately, there are decisions that are made. And I feel for those guys, and I treasure both of their friendships. And Sal in particular is just, I've known him forever, such a great dude. But I am looking forward to taking part in Afternoon Drive with Craig. It's going to be great. It's going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to getting back to work with Craig. Obviously, 2.5 years with Craig as part of the Carton and Roberts show was really a important part of me becoming me and finding my voice and being the show host that I became. And I'm going to miss the overnights, and I'll talk to the overnight. I'll still do a couple overnights as soon as I'm talking, the lights go out again. But that's the news here at the station, and I will be part of the Carton and Roberts show, co-hosting with Craig every afternoon, 2 to 7. I'm looking forward to it. Couldn't be more excited about it. 888-808-1019. Let's get to Sonny in San Diego. What's up, Sonny?
Hey, how you doing? First and foremost, congratulations on the new lineup for you. Yep, that's awesome. Hey, I really don't have a bone to pick with you, my pal. I was a little upset with Tommy after hours over there. I'm over here driving. I'm stuck in traffic. I'm not, blowing my horn and taking it out on anybody else. I'm really pissed off the Mets organization to begin with. And he's over here, being a homer a little bit, talking about how, we need to really trust the process and look at Steve Cohen as, your parents. You need to get mad at your parents. You got to eat your broccoli. The Mets haven't won.
No.
All right?
We don't know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going to happen? To be fair to Tommy or whatever, right now I agree it's hard to see the vision, and it's hard to be overly excited today or excited at all. That doesn't mean, though, to be fair to him or anybody who has this opinion, and even I think they're going to do something, you have to wait until the entire offseason is in full picture before you can go absolutely off the wall. But I don't understand these two moves. I don't understand Diaz even more than I don't understand Pete. And it feels like that, I mean, they didn't value a player who brought a ton of value to the organization.
I agree with that, but we're talking about comparing apples to oranges right here. We got Pete Alonso, you know, someone that's averaging 40 home runs, 50 home runs in a good year, just getting wiped from the lineup. That's your captain. I don't care about the whole Lindor situation. David Wright left. Alonso is the heart and soul of the Mets organization right now, and he's going to Baltimore. All right? He's eating crabs in Obey right now, and he should be dipping in tomato sauce. Like a true New Yorker should be doing.
That's funny. Can you see Pete right now with the mallet in his hand and the bib smashing crabs at the red? Pete's going to be in heaven.
That's a Friday night dinner where you're dipping in tomato sauce and you're eating it like a true Italian right now, right? I'm not eating broccoli during Christmas Eve. Okay?
No.
Mets fans shouldn't be eating broccoli over Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. The idea, I mean, and, you know, I love Tommy. Worked with Tommy with Carton and Roberts, have known him forever. Positive Tommy was stomping on my grave last year. I mean, let's be honest. Let's just call it out. It's okay. We're all friends here. He was stomping on my grave last year because the Mets are big brother. The Mets are big brother. They went out and they're the destination where everybody wants to go play. Right? Juan Soto looked around the landscape of Major League Baseball and recognized the Mets for what they are, the best franchise in the sport, with the brightest future, with the richest owner and the smartest executive. And he made a smart baseball decision. Yeah, he took more money, granted, but he made the decision. He bet on Steve Cohen. And he bet on David Stearns, and he bet that the best chance to win over the next 15 years is with the New York Mets and what they're building there. And we've got the richest owner and the smartest executive, and we're the best team, and we're the team in New York. And now a year later, it's, well, our all-world closer would rather be somewhere else, and you got to eat your broccoli? That is quite the swerve. That is quite the swerve from where it was last year. We're the best, we're the baddest, we're richer than you, we're smarter than you, we're better than you, and everybody knows it. To, hey, he'd rather be a Dodger, and you got to eat your broccoli. Andrew in Queens. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
You got it, buddy.
I got one question for you.
Yeah.
Kind of just touched on it there. What is the there must be something going on there. Why are there arguably their two best players leaving? I mean, yeah. There has to be someone on at Queens. where the team organization-wise inside is not appealable to players, and something has to be going on because it's not the money, right? Steve Cohen, like you said multiple times, is the richest owner in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Why are the Mets becoming such an unattractive landing spot for their top players?
I don't think to say they're unattractive right now is fair necessarily. I think Diaz didn't find the Mets unattractive and desperately wanted to go somewhere else. I think he had a bad. I think from the minute he opted out to when he signed with the Dodgers, it went poorly with the Mets. Whether it was lack of contact, whether it was the idea they didn't chase him, whether it was the idea they weren't more aggressive with the years and numbers that they were giving out to him, or whether or not they weren't upfront and honest with him or let him know about the Devin Williams signing. Something happened in the relationship between Diaz and the Mets that led to him, as soon as he got the number he wanted from the Dodgers, to take it. Something happened. I don't think it's that the Mets aren't a great destination necessarily. We all know the Dodgers are. We all know everybody would like to go play for the Dodgers. But I think he was more than happy to come back if they were more aggressive with him. And he felt like, you should be the most aggressive team because I've done it for you. And you're just as aggressive as anybody else. And you're trying to play this market game. And you're trying to see how you could get me for the cheapest amount you could possibly get me for. And sometimes that works, and sometimes it doesn't. And then as far as Pete Alonso, Pete would be thrilled to sign with the Mets. I doubt it. I doubt very much that it's so toxic. Now, I think you could. I think there's an idea that the Mets themselves, Stearns, Mendoza, Cohen, there is belief inside the organization that there is some sort of tumultuous relationship inside the room, and that it's just a bad dynamic. So they've set about. You could have the idea that that was part of the reason that they were less aggressive with Edwin Diaz, or part of the reason that they didn't want to bring back Pete, or part of the reason they moved Brendan Nimmo. Like, you could make that case that they recognize something, but I doubt very much that Pete Alonso was looking to leave. Pete Alonso wanted to be a Met desperately last year. I think he had every intention of wanting to be a Met this year. The only difference was there was a market for him this year. There wasn't one last year. He would have left last year. If the Orioles were this aggressive with him last year, he would have left last year. Because you go where the money is. You only get one crack at this, right? Pete technically got two, but you really only get one crack at the long-term contract to really make generational wealth. And these guys are entitled to it. They're entitled to make the most of that one crack. There's no doubt. So I think it's just Baltimore was willing to pay him $155 million, and the Mets were like, eh, we'll give you $85. I think that's the difference. And I don't think it's that he didn't want to be back. They didn't want him back. That one's easy. Diaz, you could argue. But I think Pete, if they offered him $5 for $150, he would have absolutely signed on the dotted line. There's no doubt. Anthony in Brooklyn. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, you know, first off, of course, congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, for the Mets to lose Diaz for Williams is like, you know, me losing you for Loogie. Oh, God, I'm going to have just some overnights. But, you know.
Loogie's the best. Come on, you know you're going to love it. You're into
it. As a Yankee fan, I'm going to love it.
You're into house music.
As a Yankee fan, I'm going to love it.
Loogie!
Well, listen, to be fair, I was actually talking about this with Fliegelman today. My producer in the overnights. We were talking about it today, about the idea that it was a long run of Yankee baseball at nights between me and Keith. It was a long run. The Met fans, hey, you might have lost Alonso, but you got nights on the Fan. Let's go. Right.
But I definitely agree with you, you know, as far as for the Mets, you got to wait to see what happens. It's just, you know, mind-boggling to me the fact that, you know, nobody from the Mets even talked to Diaz. You signed Devin Williams, and here's the thing. First off, I want to say I am so happy that Cashman did not offer him anything. I'm glad they just let him go on his way. But, you know, if I'm a Met fan, and I haven't heard this, but maybe it has been said, but Devin Williams signed thinking pretty sure he was going to be the setup guy. Now, I want somebody that's going to be like an alpha one who wants to close the role, who wants to do that. He could have went to another team and been the closer. He didn't, you know, it was a good chance that he wasn't going to be the closer, but he signed anyway. I think he's going to be a disaster for them.
I'm nervous about him now. Once that dam breaks with the reliever, once they, you know, it felt like, obviously, I mean, last year the calling card from, you know, anti-Yankee people, whether Met fans or just anti-Yankee people, Pete Alonso broke him, right? That home run broke him. And then he was bad as a closer. He got better as a setup man later in the season. But even as a setup man for a time, he was awful too. I mean, you know. But I do think, look, he said in his press conference that every team he talked to, they talked about closer. I think the Mets were uber aggressive with him. I think the Mets just happened to be really aggressive with him. I don't think he necessarily took the job hoping that he would be the setup guy, maybe. But it's a lot of pressure on him now, there's no doubt. It is a lot of pressure on him now knowing that he's got to replace Edwin Diaz. And the fans are going to be on him. Like, you know, he just witnessed this with the Yankee fan. Just witnessed it with the Yankee fan. And he just was even clapping back at the Yankee fans who were getting into his DMs on Instagram or whatever. So, like, he's well aware of the New York fan base. He says he knows how to get around. He likes taking the subway. Well, he also knows the fan base here. And he is replacing an all-world closer, the best in baseball, and a fan favorite. The second he falters, the Met fan is going to be all over him. So I agree with you. It's a scary situation for Devin Williams. Mike in Clifton Park. What's up, Mike?
Hey, great show, Chris.
Thank you.
So listen, I had some thoughts. So yesterday, when they didn't sign Diaz, I thought the GM messed it up. And now with Pete gone, I'm kind of going back and I'm looking. This was intentional. And this was the plan from the get-go.
Yeah.
And when I think of the season and Cohen making a statement and saying, if this team doesn't make the playoffs, there'll be major changes to the core. So Cohen signed off on this. And I think if you go into whatever, a Citi Field office and the GM's office, they already know what the team's going to look like next year. That's my feeling. Oh. They're that clever. And it may be the wrong thing for them to do.
Right.
But, I think they already know what the team is going to look like for the most part. I think Cohen is, I have this feeling he's going to be okay with sucking up an empty stadium for a year and bringing on, whether it's young talent, talent that is older, that has like a year or two contract to gut the team. Because I think maybe from his point of view, maybe, he invested money in this team year after year from the get-go. And they kept, for the most part, they fell short. So who knows? Maybe tomorrow's Thursday. Who knows what will happen tomorrow? Maybe we trade Francisco Lindor and we sell SNY. I don't know.
Anything's possible.
Anything is possible. So congratulations on your new show.
Well, thank you. Anything is possible.
You will deserve it.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, no, I'm excited about it. Been a long, long time. 17 years here. It's amazing. I think that's a bit strong that they know exactly how their offseason is going to go because it takes two to tango. You got to know what the interest, like you can't just plot out exactly what you're going to do. Even if you are the richest owner in baseball and can do theoretically whatever you want to do, I don't think you could plan it out like that. I don't think your point about they knew they were going to break up the core. I mean, it feels like that, right? What are the biggest moves? Like, and someone said earlier, it was funny. I was listening, a caller brought up with Evan. He said, you know, Pete Alonso has been the face of the Mets. He leads the franchise in home runs, and he's been a proven clutch postseason hitter. He hit the biggest home run in arguably the last 40 years in the franchise's history with the home run off of Devin Williams, and they let Pete go and sign the pitcher who gave up the home run. It's actually funny. But there's no doubt what has been whether the actions or the inactions, the biggest moves of this Mets season has been to break up the core. The first thing they did was run out and get rid of Nimmo. And you can justify it, right? The money at the end of his contract, the inability to play left, diminishing skills in the outfield, the idea you're probably going to have to put him in, at the DH. And that's why I thought, like, it made sense to me that that move signifies go get Pete. You save $20 million a year in years 4 and 5 from now, so that allows you to, like, pay Pete years 4 and 5 and feel better about it because you lost Nimmo's $20 million. You've opened up the idea that DH should be a lot more open for Pete, knowing that you're not going to have to put Nimmo there. Like, it made sense to me that that move meant, okay, they're trying to make it as palatable as possible to sign Pete Alonso, plus put a Gold Glove caliber second, a Gold Glove winning second baseman right next to him, make his life easier as a poor defensive first baseman. Like, every aspect of that trade, other than we're getting rid of the core and we're focusing strictly on defense, right? If that's how you took it. If you took it as they're getting rid of homegrown Mets, they're getting rid of bad defensive players, so therefore they're getting rid of Pete Alonso. And maybe, obviously now, maybe that vein of thought had more truth to it than you even know if you had it, but
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I was looking at it in the opposite. I was like, man, it makes it, if like you were trying to tolerate everything about Pete's game that you don't like, or everything about bringing Pete back that you don't like, moving Nimmo and bringing in Marcus Semien, check all the boxes in improving all of it. It makes the last couple of years of the money on his last couple of years of the contract, if you have to give him 4 or 5, easier because you're losing Nimmo's money. You're getting better defensively with whoever you put in left field, and you put a great second baseman next to him and tell him, listen, don't range to your right. Don't range to your right. Don't worry about making throws to the pitcher. Ball's hit to your right, you go to first base. Like, everything about that move screamed, okay, we're lessening Pete's bad issues. But they didn't even try to sign him. They didn't even try. They didn't even try. So I think right now you look at it, and to be fair, too, and I heard, you know, Sal and BT talking about this, and they're not wrong necessarily, because I was even talking about shaking up the core. I didn't think you'd have to blow it up completely. I thought a tweak here, a tweak there. I thought Nimmo and that's it. And I never thought Diaz. But let's be fair. If we're going to scream that they're tearing down the core, let's be honest about the accomplishments of the core. They've accomplished nothing. Nothing. they lose. They lose almost exclusively. Like, let's be honest. The one good regular season, they faded in the last weekend of the season against Atlanta and then got beat by the Padres in pretty poor fashion. The only good year is 24. Outside of that, failing, losing, trading, you know, moving pieces in June, really, right? Wasn't that, didn't they trade away, not maybe June, but they were like the first team to make any trades when they traded away David Robertson in that offseason. They were like it was so bad, they were trading away 2 weeks before the deadline. And then last year was a debacle of epic proportions. This core has failed. Does that mean Pete was the reason they failed? No. Does it mean Diaz? Certainly not. But to be fair to them, if the idea is to dramatically change the core and break up this team, you can't argue they're breaking up a dynasty. Right? This isn't the last dance where you can't understand why they don't want to pay Scottie Pippen. Pete in Allentown. What's up, Pete?
Hey, Chris. Congratulations on the new show in January, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Hey, when Carton comes on with you, make sure you get to do the opener because you're electric with it, man. I love it.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know if he's going to let me
you
sing.
You do a great job.
I don't know if he's going to let me sing. I don't know if, well, I shouldn't say let me, but I don't know if we're going to sing Bobby Darin to open up the show, but maybe.
Maybe you can rock, paper, scissors for it.
Yeah, we'll see.
Hey, a couple things on the Mets. Diaz, the thing yesterday, man, felt like a slap in the face. The franchise, just, I feel like it's similar to the Saquon Barkley thing. You know, if you went back to Hard Knocks, remember when Mara said, you know, I'm going to have a hard time sleeping at night if you let Saquon go to the Eagles?
Yep.
And then Shane said in the call to Saquon, hey, you're going to circle back with us? He never did. Okay? I don't know. I just feel like the Diaz thing, same thing in a way.
Yeah.
Pete Alonso, you know, back-to-back home run derby champ, all-time Mets home run leader now.
Yeah.
And now he's gone. And it's like, what the heck is going on in that franchise? Like, is there more than what meets the eye? Is there turmoil in the locker room? You know, like almost like the Soto thing where, you know, he left your Yankees to go to the Mets. What was the problem there with his family in the club box? You know, did he have?
Yeah,
you know,
I think that ended up being debunked. His issues. I mean, Soto had come out and said he never had any issues with Yankee security. Those were just BS stories. I don't know. Look, I don't know. But there's no denying what the effort is right now. There was if you look at it, there's the three, like each player had its own level of disappointment in how they handled it, right? Or different element of how they handled it. Nimmo aggressively looking to shed, right? That's how they treated Nimmo. They have moved on from three core pieces. They've moved on from Nimmo, they've moved on from Diaz, and they've moved on from Pete, right? And when I say moved on, I just mean he's not here. Or they're not here. How did they treat those three separately? Brendan Nimmo, aggressively get rid of. They made it a point. They were getting rid of Brendan Nimmo. How did they treat Diaz? With not enough urgency. And Pete Alonso with indifference. So they actively moved heaven and earth, took on a bad contract for an aging, declining offensive player to get rid of Nimmo as priority number one. They didn't show enough urgency to keep Diaz, and they were pretty indifferent about Pete and had no interest in matching major offers and let him walk once they recognized the market was going to go above what they were comfortable with. That's three of the, what, four most important pieces, right? Three of the core four, or two of the core four offensively with Soto and Nimmo, Soto and Lindor. But Diaz is as big a piece. Three huge pieces of the core of this team. Actively shop and try and desperately get rid of. Don't care enough to really show the love and indifferent that he leaves. Those are almost inarguable. Inarguable. Why would they treat the core of the team that way? Why wouldn't any of those three have a sense of urgency to bring back. And we could talk until we're blue in the face about 1986 and Gary Carter and Keith Hernandez didn't get along and this one and that one and all the craziness that was going on with that team and the 77-78 Yankees who hated each other and, you know, Reggie and Thurman didn't get along and obviously him and Billy Martin were fighting in the dugout in Boston and all that crap and, you know, the straw that stirs the drink, the whole bit. And that's proof you don't have to get along. But you're pointing to the two teams that won championships. Somewhere along the line, I can show you a team that didn't get along and it caused problems and it's the reason why they didn't win. And it's up to the Mets to recognize that. And I don't know. I'm not in the room. I refuse to believe it's just a Pete Alonso issue or it's a Brandon Nimmo issue or it's a Edwin Diaz issue. But whatever the case may be, as every single situation arises, it's hard not to figure that the Mets, Steve Cohen, and David Stearns on some level, more than just the brass tacks of a value for a player and not going above it, which I think is the main issue. But there's no doubt, I think they believe that there is some kind of issue inside the room. Big, small, I don't know, but in need of a change. And maybe they're right. And I'm not opposed to the idea because I don't think he's stupid. I don't think he's stupid. I think he's set in his ways a little bit. I think he's used to being a GM from Milwaukee and is having a hard time coming around to it that you have to handle things differently here. But stupid? No. And I do think he has a plan. And who knows? In 2 years, we might be talking about a new core of this team that plays much better, gets along better, and wins more. I don't know. But a lot, and I mean a lot, has to go right between now and then. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. Quick break update. We'll come back and take you the rest of the 4 hours, mostly on your Met calls. We'll get to the Yankees as well. A little bit of football mixed in. Anything you want to talk about right here on the Fan. McMonagle with you for another four right here. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.